Michael, a busy weekend ahead, and as it starts this afternoon, you're already in Portlaoise for Sláinteail and Nemo Rangers, and of course later on tonight it's Fermanagh and Derry in the National League. We'll talk about the game in Portlaoise first, and that All-Ireland semi-final. Sláinteail, what's the latest from the camp?
Well, everything's quite quiet. It's a very tight camp actually, Tom, but I think a rumour during the week that Shane McGuigan was going to start. I think the general feeling is that he won't. He won't be ready, which would be a huge loss to the Sláinteail full forward line. Himself and Cormac O'Doherty have been brilliant ball winners, and but I suppose they'll just have to make do with what they have. If Shane misses out, I expect Cormac and Brian Cassidy to play in a two-man full forward line, which you know, that'll be the way forward at that stage.
Talk to me, what's the atmosphere like down there? A big crowd down?
Aye, a very big Sláinteail following has just arrived here at the hotel, and the disappointment of the hurling has sort of started to subside, and the Camogie team's in the final, but there's still nerves here, because I think after Christmas there's that lull where you don't actually know where you are. If it had been played the week after the Kilkear game, I think it wouldn't have mattered. Sláinteail would have won. The momentum factor is huge. Larry Cavanagh, the Nemo manager, expressed the same sort of feelings that after Dr. Crooks, you know, they felt they were ready for anything. But it's just that break, Tom. It just messes everything up, and it's the same for everyone. Mm-hmm. Maybe at Congress over the next few years, something will definitely be sorted in that regard. But if Sláinteail can get that pre-Christmas momentum built up again, you know, I would expect them to come through. The experience they've built up over those past few years at keeping possession and being able to keep control and tight games will be a massive advantage. The only disadvantage I see is that Nemo's biggest strength is their running game. Now, Sláinteail's defence, they've conceded 10 points a game, but it's all based with teams kicking the ball in, and Sláinteail's defenders have been able to win their own battle. You know, Brenton Rodgers getting an arm in, winning the ball, coming out. The Nemo Rangers running game is quite scary. I mean, in the first half against Dr. Crooks, they probably should have Dr. Crooks out of sight. Only for the goalkeeper and cornerback John Payne, the game would have been gone. So there's that fear this week that they have to stop that at source. This time last year, Dermot Connolly was the big threat, and Chrissy McCaig had the performance of his life, putting Dermot Connolly in the back foot. And it was actually Sláinteail that did all the attacking. So I think that has to be the same today.
And who's
the
danger man for Nemo?
Well, Nemo, Luke Connolly has been their top scorer. I think in the last four championship games, he scored something like 5-21. A lot of them are frees, but he plays like a playmaking role as well. Former Red Hills and Cavan man, Paddy Gumley, he's the only man who seems to play up front all the time. You have Connolly, Gumley, Barry O'Driscoll and Paul Kerrigan. Four fairly potent men, and it's about getting the matchups right and stopping their running game. And if that can happen, I think Sláinteail will be heading to St Patrick's Day again, I think.
Well, the experience, as you mentioned, obviously is huge. They've been there for a couple of years now, and they know what it's all about.
Yeah. The first year, Corfin taught them a harsh lesson. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't even a contest. And whereas Dr. Cooks last year, you know, you're going back up the road thinking, you know, it's one that was lost. And you're thinking to yourself, will Sláinteail ever get a better chance? And here they are again back at the All-Ireland stage. So hopefully that experience will take them through. But I suppose Nemo, they've got 20 Munster championships to their name, 7 All-Irelands. I know it's in previous generations, but that tradition, you know, it definitely counts for something, you know, from the point of view of confidence in the club. But that's something Sláinteail are going to have to meet head on. You know, a team that has never won the All-Ireland against a team that has won it 7 times. And that's the sort of contrast there is today.
Moving on to this evening in Brewster Park, Derry got the first win. I'm sure much relief around the county after the victory over Offaly.
A huge relief. The last time we spoke, Tom, I spoke about the first couple of games was going to define Derry's season. You know, starting off with two defeats was a tough way to go. It leaves you looking up the table rather than down. But the game against Offaly, even though Offaly came back into it, Derry got the two much-needed points. And that's all that counts. because it is it's a battle for survival at this stage. But tonight's game is probably one of the toughest they're going to have, and over the next 2 weeks, the Fermanagh and Armagh, and it's difficult to see Derry getting anything out of those two games by the way the form has went so far. But it's probably going to come down to what happens after that. But tonight's game at Brewster Park, Fermanagh reportedly going very well under Rory Gallagher. He's got everybody back out playing, and the Quigleys back out. They were training something like 5 and 6 nights a week from before Christmas, and have got into superb shape. So that's where they are. Derry's problem is quite simply a numbers game. I mean, they're obviously without their slant nail players. They've got a few injuries in the camp. And then in recent weeks, Niall Keenan and Kieran McFaul and Patrick Kearney have left the panel, which leaves it very, very thin on the ground in terms of numbers. But like last week's win, you know, it's amazing what a win can do. If that confidence can be brought to tonight's game, you know, last year when they went down to Fermanagh, that was the venue where Derry got relegated on the last day by virtue of Jerome Johnson's late point down in Cork. You know, so it's up to Derry to go to Brewster Park tonight and put in a really good performance. I notice they've got an unchanged team for the first time going into tonight's game, but a really tall order. I think, hand on heart, it's going to come down to what happens after these next few weeks as to what way Derry season ends up, but it really is a survival battle at this stage because of the 8-team leagues, Tom. They're so competitive. 2 wins, you're up at the top, 2 defeats, and you're really, really struggling. And with Derry having so much youth, you know, it really is, it's really tough going, and it's a tough baptism for Damien McLean.